Oh, what?
Yeah, that was a good video, wasn't it?
Oh, fuck you. Where's the video?
I'll send it to you in a bit.
Oh, bastards.
We are back. We are live.
We are live.
We are live.
And we've got to start with one particular thing. Karma. Karma.
Oh, yeah.
You can explain karma to us
all. I forgot
all
about it.
Yeah.
I think Luke's the only one that doesn't know.
No, what's on?
Well, you know how we all took the piss out of Clive?
Well, we always do.
Dodgy samosa.
Yeah, but dodgy samosa.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't go to a garage and buy a dodgy samosa.
I didn't go to a garage and buy a samosa.
Right, but I got food poisoning.
Didn't you?
Now, you didn't just get it, did you?
Oh, I got it, all right.
Like, you didn't get like a dodgy Chinese or some dodgy fried chicken, did you?
I tell you now, you will never guess the food item that gave me food poisoning.
This is a good game.
I forgot I told him.
Oh, I actually told him.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Did you say Brussels sprouts?
How the fuck can you give yourself
can
food poisoning?
Get food poisoning from Brussels sprouts.
This is what I Googled. Let me tell you what I made. I wish I could send a picture to this podcast because it was beautiful, right?
Oh, my God.
So I get
it's a roast dinner.
Well, no. So here we go. Right, you ready for this? So obviously, I'm roasting chicken, right? And then I'll you put all the seasoning on it, lovely, rosemary and thyme, beautiful. And then I'll slice that motherfucker up and I'll put it in a toasted bagel, right, with some chutney and some squashed up Brussels sprouts, because you've got to have a bit of veg in there. Squashed
that's
up Brussels sprouts.
Gross.
Hold on.
Yeah, there's so
on.
Many better vegetables.
Hold on. That's all I had. I had it in the fridge. We'll get to that.
Should have gone to the boots.
No, listen. I'm trying to get rid of things in the fridge. So this is how we got to this problem, right? But let me finish, right? Fried egg on top. Oh, a fucking egg. And then cheese melted on the top of the bagel.
Oh, you just ruined it. Slap even
it
worse.
Down, right? And then it was about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours after, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, oh. You know how you just start getting that sort of sick anxiety? And I'm sitting, I'm going, oh, what is going on? And then I start getting like the sweats. I was like, I don't fucking feel right. I was like, what could it be? Like, what have I eaten? I was like, that chicken was fine. I know that chicken was fine because I ate the other one yesterday. I was always cooking twos. You're not going to get it from a fucking bagel. It's well in date. And then I was like, those Brussels sprouts have been in the fridge for a month. They were pretty soft, right? And I obviously just cut around them. So I Googled it.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah, but it's a bit of fucking leaf, right? So I Googled it. Can you get food poisoning from Brussels sprouts? Fucking yes, you can. My God. So
health warning, everyone. Health warning.
There you go. Don't say you don't know.
Just go for better vegetables, to be fair.
No, because you'll still fucking get it.
Why don't you just freeze the Brussels sprouts?
Luke Jaw making a good fucking point.
No, he's not.
Why would they be in there for a month? I would have just frozen them and then just taken them out when you needed them.
Well, they were just in there for a month. Mate, right?
That's ridiculous.
I just thought it was fine. I got a nice little humidifier or dehumidifier, whatever one it is, in the fridge that keeps it all fresher for longer, but not longer than 2 weeks. God. So, it's coming out of both ends. It was glorious.
I'm happy for you, mate.
Fucking Brussels sprouts. I'm trying to be healthy. I thought you've got to have a bit of veg in there. I'd rather have a fucking samosa.
Yeah, at least I had a bit of like lamb in there. I mean, not good lamb, clearly, but... Oh, that's a nice way to ease us back into the podcast after a week break.
Was there any Brussels sprouts in your samosa, Clive?
I don't believe so, no.
Well,
let me go buy another one to check.
No, I'll pass. Thank you very much. So we had two England matches. I think we only did predictions for one.
Did both, didn't we?
Well, I only wrote down predictions for one then.
I don't remember doing the second one.
I would have just done the same result anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, we all would have just done the same thing we did last time. We just did the same results. So what were the scores? 2-0 and 3-0?
3-0,
wasn't it? Oh.
Oh.
I thought it was 2-0 and 1-0. I didn't watch either.
No, definitely not 1-0.
It was at least 3. It was 2 and 3,
yeah.
Because it was Rhys James, wasn't it?
Mitchell Brown. You would have got 3 points. You predicted 2-0 against Albania. And you're the only one that would have got 3 points.
I'll take this seriously.
we shall see. Anybody watch any of those games? Bob's obviously didn't watch any of it.
I did.
What did you think?
Why laughing?
Just England, mate.
Yeah, but I think you've just got to get rid of that curse, haven't you? And the German's going to do it. We're always a bit nervy because there's the expectation so high. Do you know what annoyed me? I think it was the Albania game. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Albania game. And it was like, it was 0-0 about 30 minutes in. Yeah. And the commentators were already going, oh, if it's 0-0 at half time, oh, this is going to be shocking. Like, oh, blah, blah. And then we went in, I think, 1-0 or 2-0 by half time. It was like, calm the fuck down. Jesus Christ, this is Tuchel's first game, brand new system. Let's just see what happens.
I think it's just because of our players. I think it's always been like that with England. It's always like we look at our players and that squad should be...
You just feel like they should tear. And that's like you're saying, Mitch, like with the... even the kind of press after the match and the papers the next day is like... It's embarrassing to beat Albania 2-0. Oh, fuck off.
It's like, Jesus Christ, he's done the job. Like, it's his first fucking game. There's so much pressure on it. And he's in his first games, there's 2-0, 3-0. I mean, job done. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's still pressure because it's not just some piddly little friendly. It's still a World Cup qualifier.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get a new system into players that you've had for 3 days, if that. Like,
yeah.
And a couple of new players in the mix. So, like, yeah, I've said like about 800 times already. Job done. Exactly that, Mitchell. I 100% agree. Obviously, from an Arsenal fan perspective, happy about Miles getting the game time and
look good.
Getting a goal.
Same with me and Reece James.
Good free kick.
That was a good free kick. I don't know why he didn't celebrate. I don't know the story behind that because it was his first England goal.
It was Albania.
Yeah, but still, it's your first England goal.
That doesn't...
Even if it was a friendly, it's your first. And it was a beautiful goal. It weren't like a little tapping.
Maybe he doesn't like Tuchel.
No, I think he does like Tuchel. I think there's some bad press on him. And obviously because of his injuries and everyone doubts him. But Tuchel loves him. And he plays him in that right-back position. It gives him a bit of faith.
Maybe he didn't want to upset his dealers. Should we end it there? I don't know.
I won't go any further. What did AI predict for England Albania? Let's see if we would have made any grounds. AI predicted 3-0 win. So yay! Mitchell would have got points. So obviously there was another bit of news that had come out during the international break, and I don't know how many Chelsea players went on an international game or whatnot, but there's a bit of a story about the Chelsea senior team losing to the youth team 2-0. Mitch, can you give us any
info? No idea. Is that true?
I've seen it on a couple of, and like, I was like, well, most of the players will be on an international break, so. But
Chelsea
yeah,
first team lose 3-0 to youth team. I mean, what's the fucking team?
That's what I wanted to know. That's what I was going to ask, because I've not, like, other than hearing about it, I've not really done much looking into it.
To be fair, on their youth team, just literally their 100 squad team anyway.
Yeah, but like Clive was saying, you'd have everyone off on... Oh, I can't get on that website. You'd have everyone off on international duty anyway.
Yeah. I don't see the point of doing the match, if I'm honest. I wondered if you knew anything about it, and if you did, who was about playing? Because it's a bit laughable, that.
I'm trying to look it up now. I can't. All I can find is news articles with that headline, but no team information.
No
or anything
team
like that.
Or anything. Clickbait.
Yeah, dirty bastards.
It's getting you good.
Fucking
all right, well, we won't talk about that. We'll strike that one off the little list of things to talk about.
Thank God.
shall we do a little bit on our games coming up? West Ham have got who midweek, Bob?
Flat. Wolves.
They got Wolves and it's going to be flat. Don't go into your predictions yet. But any kind of anyone back from injury, any kind of anything like that? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. No, pretty much running without a striker still. I'm a little bit worried about that game actually. Wolves have come into form quite a bit, haven't they?
It would have been a six-pointer in a couple of weeks ago where you managed to scrape yourself out.
It never was a six-pointer, was it? Let's face it. I don't know why we have to bring that up again. I'm a little bit worried about it. I think Wolves are looking quite good. Certainly not as shit as what they used to be. I'm not going to go into my predictions. But yeah, no one back from injuries. Who knows who's going to score? Might as well have me up front. Who knows? I mean,
is Evans going to get more time, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe the two-week period. I mean, he's obviously been in training for 2 weeks, so maybe...
I don't know if he's called up to... Is he Irish of some kind? Northern?
I think he's Northern Irish, yeah.
So he might have been called up.
Might have been, but I don't know.
These are the kind of insights everyone listens for.
But yeah, I mean, even if he was called up, right, let me have a fucking look then, Clive, for fuck's sake. And then Ferguson.
Anticipation.
might need to play some music in there, like elevator music or something.
Yeah. All right. Irish international. How the fuck do you find these things out? See, we've had a break for a minute, and now I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Whilst you look that up,
appearances in 2025. Oh. So I reckon Aviva Stadium, 23rd of March. Yeah, he has played a week ago against Bulgaria.
So he's not been training with Potter.
No. So. But maybe he's had a look at the game against Bulgaria and fancied it. But yeah, I mean, I think we should have started him long before anyway. He's only had about fucking 30 minutes of game time since he's joined us. So we've only got him till the fucking end of the season. So we've got to start playing him soon, really, haven't we?
I mean, do you have an option to buy him at the end of it or whatnot? I think I've asked you that before.
It was just a loan deal, like a normal loan deal. There's no obligation to buy or anything. Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like the most pointless deal ever if we don't start playing him soon.
Yeah, I can tell you about a couple of Arsenal pointless deals, to be fair, but we won't go in. Kim Kallstrom or whatever his name was.
Excuse me?
Yeah. That was pretty pointless. Raheem Sterling. That one's been pretty pointless.
Vieira.
Yeah,
I don't know. Which Vieira are we talking?
Not the original one. Oh, God. I might hate Arsenal, but I don't fucking hate Arsenal that much. The guy was quality.
Fabio. Yeah, he's gone to, like, Fabio Vieira has gone to Porto on loan.
Do you reckon they'll get rid of him now?
He's playing well for Porto again. So, I mean, if anything, he's putting his price tag up a little bit.
Yeah. Always helps.
Yeah. So it depends on what we do in the summer, bringing players in, really. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't really come back, though.
Yeah.
With even Nouari playing as well as he has been when he's been called upon. So.
Yeah, he scored the other day. Or yesterday.
Yeah, he scored in his under-21s debut as well, with the first 10 minutes. So, yeah, the Arsenal lads are doing well, the young boys.
It's a shame, isn't it?
No, not at all. And the big news is we might have Saka on the bench Tuesday against Fulham. Right. So
been out forever.
I mean, he's just done that for you anyway, so now it's just...
Well, it's getting him fit for next season, and we've got a big match the following Tuesday.
They can still drop out of the top four.
We've got a big match the following Tuesday.
What are you planning?
Real Madrid and Champions League. So.
Oh, I mean, let's talk. I don't know if this is just shitty news online. I don't follow everything, but I saw something pop up about if three players or something might not be playing.
Because of over celebrations or whatnot.
Yeah, was it someone like, is it Mbappe, Rudiger, and someone else?
UEFA won't do anything about that.
I don't think they will want them to.
Like,
I thought it might be fake news or something. I saw something pop up.
Yeah, I've not seen it, but I think I saw a similar kind of clickbait. But So yeah, other than that, we play Fulham, obviously. They're a bit of a bogey team, so
I feel like you say that every week.
I say it about Fulham and Newcastle.
Oh yeah, Newcastle.
They're a Fulham. They're the bogey teams at the moment.
Yeah, Newcastle, yeah.
But hopefully we get through it. And I mean, I laugh while saying keep the pressure on Liverpool. Tottenham got any more players back from injury, Luke?
I think they're all thereabouts.
We're going to see his perfect lineup.
You know what's going to happen, don't you, Clive? Exactly what's going to happen, because it's happened to us twice now against Chelsea. We've got Chelsea away. They play Van de Ven and fucking Romero, and those cunts get injured again against Chelsea, or someone will get a sending off. It's just, I can just see it now. It's just, we're just something with Chelsea. We're cursed.
Maybe it's you.
Well, I don't think it's me. Maybe it is me. Maybe I'm cursed for watching Tottenham.
Maybe it's Spurs. Are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's back. He's back. The international break has been good enough for his
mental health. Watching Spurs before the international break, and we lost. Sorry. Maybe I should skip the Chelsea game.
I mean, if you do manage to get a result, that could really scupper Chelsea's top four hopes, right?
Mitchell, you might know this, mate. When was the last time we beat you at the Stamford Bridge?
Chelsea.
Yeah. I don't know, Luke, but
a long time.
It feels like this is the season to break those records.
This guy.
Jesus Christ. So anything could happen. I'm not.
I know Bob's just laughing to himself about it.
He's going to shoot a fucking Christmas song. But we have got a couple of players coming back as well. But I don't know if they'll be ready for Thursday.
What about Jackson?
Jackson is.
Cole Palmer's over his little cold.
Palmer, it was.
But he's given himself because he likes Arsenal to be cold.
He came off injured, didn't he?
No, he didn't play against Arsenal whatsoever.
Oh shit, that's right. Yeah, who is it? West Ham. No, that was Jackson. Can't remember. But Madueke and Palmer have both been training because Madueke has been out for ages as well, and Jackson has been training. And you know my love loss for Jackson, but when he plays with Palmer. Something seems to happen because Palmer obviously hasn't scored.
I'm glad you're saying that it's Jackson and Palmer, not Madueke, like you was trying to
no,
pet
that
him
as
the
well.
Other week.
It's that as well, Clive. I'm telling you, I'd have to do my homework.
Mitchell
Yo-Yo stats,
Brown, but, I think.
No, it's the three. It's them three.
You're one to talk.
Seems to work together.
Yeah, oh, I know the irony in that. Don't worry. I was hoping so you'd just go over it, but thanks, Clive. Keep me honest.
I couldn't help.
That's fine.
So who has Chelsea got midweek? Is it Brentford?
Spurs.
Oh yeah, no, of course it is.
That's
yeah,
Sunday.
It's a big game. Yeah. Yeah, the big game. Thursday night.
If I don't know if Jackson, Palmer, and Madueke are back. Well, who knows? Maybe Palmer will finally get an assist. He hasn't had one since December.
Ah, oh, cheers. That's a great for letting me know that stat. Thank you.
I would say he doesn't perform against big teams, but I'd be, again, laughing too much.
Not this season, mate. Yeah, not this season.
What do you mean, not this season? When's the last time you were a big team?
where did Chelsea been finishing recently?
Oh, what do you mean recently?
Yeah, like the last
few
seasons.
Won the Champions League 2 seasons ago.
Listen to
Thank you very much. When was the last time you won the Champions League? When was the last time you won the Premier League? Fucking hell.
We don't have Russian oil money. Sorry.
Well, maybe you should get it. Good shit happens. You got fucking
keep
tired
going,
of leaving.
Keep going. It's not me for once. Keep going.
You're loving this climbing.
I've got a big smirk on my face, that's for sure.
To be fair, it's good to see Mitchell with some fight.
What are you trying to say?
You're submissive.
Oh. Only on the weekends.
And it is a weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's boring when you win all the time, isn't it? Sometimes you've got to have a couple of seasons off.
I'm not going to finish that.
Oh, no, say it.
I'm not going to finish that. No.
Oh, Clive.
No, you nearly got me. Nearly. Yeah. So we've still got the third kit talk to have at some point, but I'm not really feeling it today. And I can't remember if we've touched on third kits.
No, we ain't.
Have we not?
No. Done first,
are you sure?
Second.
I feel like I said I didn't mind it, but then someone said it like a cricket kit.
No, I can't remember that conversation. I don't even know what Chelsea's third kit is.
No.
Oh, it's the the upside down kit. Tick.
It's so a bit like a cricket. The upside down
Tottenham's got
kit
as well.
That's for equality, isn't it? It's what we decided. Do Google Chelsea's third kit.
No, it's I was thinking of the away kit.
I thought is Chelsea's one like a pinkish one?
Yeah, black and pink.
Black and yellow.
Thank you.
So, do you like it? I mean, we've started now. We might as well finish, right?
For fuck's sake, Clive. What?
That's gross.
Oh, behave. What's yours?
Is it? It's the black one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's black.
It's the black, pink, and yellow, isn't it?
Pink.
Oh, yeah, a bit of yellow in there. I mean, it's a bit out there, isn't it?
I mean, it's worse.
I don't hate it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't mind. Like, it's not the worst. Yeah.
Take that fucking herb back.
That's just Chelsea, to be honest.
And watch West Ham's.
Yeah, let's fucking see West Ham's.
It's white.
That's always a bad start. So.
It's got a collar, which I'm not always a big fan of, to be honest.
I mean, I just feel like your kit's just all look the same year on year.
Yeah, there's not very much.
It's like you can't really hate it, you can't really like it. It's just
a bit bland, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bland. Yeah.
Oh, Tottenham's is that horrible green one.
Mate, I love that kit. I think it looks nice.
You love it. Ugh.
Yeah, no, I think with Clive, have you seen our second kit?
Oh, do you actually love that?
At some point, I have seen the first.
Compared to the second kit, the love comes in because the second kit is god awful.
See, I prefer our third kit to our second kit this season. Oh, so your second kit is the same colour as our third kit.
So your third
that
kit,
kind
yeah,
of light
but
blue.
But if you just the stripes, I don't like the stripes.
West Ham.
I'd rather just have that colour.
Hey.
Yeah.
So Arsenal's third kit is the joke that it looks like a monster from Monsters, Inc., isn't it?
Yeah, Sully.
Sully, that's the one, yeah.
Never seen that.
Does look a bit like... What do you mean you've never seen that?
Here we go.
Never seen it, mate.
You've never seen Monsters, Inc.?
No.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. I've seen Nemo.
If it was Japanese, you'd watch it?
Probably.
Fucking hell. Have you seen Finding Nemo and you ain't seen Monsters, Inc.?
It's Nemo. It's Nemo, mate.
I swear we watched Monsters, Inc. in like English class.
I don't know, but we're
not
that.
Yeah, why would we watch it? Maybe in media studies.
No. I remember watching like Inspector Calls or something like that.
Monsters, Inc. We are that old, Bob. It came out in 2001.
Yeah, exactly. Shut the fuck up.
Maybe.
It doesn't mean we watched it in school, though, Bob.
Yeah.
We did. It was like Christmas or something. Luke was loving it.
You weren't even in my class. I had Mitchell in my class for English.
Oh, yeah. You're back in the dipshit class, weren't you?
You calm down, all right? I'm shocked by that, Luke. You need to go and watch it right now. I want to know, this time next week when we do the podcast.
I'm going to say I watch Monsters, Inc.
You fucking are. It's a great film.
Is it?
Come on. That was them in their prime.
I'll check it out.
Fucking...
Pixar,
thank you.
Wow,
I was doing the noise of the lamp.
Yeah.
What's it about?
A monster.
You watch it and you'll find out and you'll be in a world of happiness.
Like,
fucking hell, Luke.
So going back to football, third kit votes. Who's got the nicest third kit?
Probably West Ham because of the badge.
No.
West Ham's is white, it's out. I'd say Chelsea.
Do you know what? I'm not even being biased by it, right? Because I think that Spurs kit is fucking god awful.
I like it.
And then I don't really like the Arsenal one either, to be honest with you. That colour is a bit funny.
I don't know. I mean, I like the Arsenal third one better than the away kit this year, but I still don't. I don't love either of them. So
all kits been pretty shit this year, haven't they?
You guys are crazy.
I just feel like the pink on the black on the
Chelsea
kit.
It does ruin it a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think they were going for a punk look.
If it was like a bit like that yellow on the badge that's on the side, I think that would be a bit better look.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all over print celebrates Chelsea's punk scene.
I mean, name a band from their punk scene.
Madness.
The only one. the only reason why you know that is because fucking one of them's a Chelsea fan and you play their song at the start.
Absolutely.
I mean, but would you name Madness as punk?
Scar punk? Skunk?
Hey. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
music.
Like. I know Madness, the band, but the genre of music.
It's definitely more Scar, isn't it? I guess.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Scar?
Oh, Luke, come on. Fucking hell.
Scar, who makes up these names? Like, are they just slitting their wrists or something as they're singing?
Why would they?
Do you know what I mean? What the fuck is Scar?
It's not
music?
Scar.
No, oh, I was like, what's he talking about? Slitting wrists? No, not Scar. S-K-A. Scar.
Scar. Oh, my God. I still don't know what that means.
Oh, fucking hell, Luke. Good God.
Oh, you are one of a kind. One of a kind.
Love my life.
Jesus. Slitting their wrists.
People making shit names up.
It's been around for generations.
That was generations. Right, shall we move on? So votes two for Chelsea's kit, one for Tottenham's kit, one for West Ham's kit. So unfortunately Chelsea's wins it.
Oh, that's obvious, shocking. Isn't it?
Shocking.
Oh, fucking, you can't talk about it being shocking, Luke. Jesus fucking Christ.
That green, your green kit is horrible as well.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, it's lovely.
That's a mental.
It's not nice.
It's not.
It's
nice.
Just not nice. Like,
go and watch Monsters Inc. So it's going to be a relatively short episode this week's. Do we want?
Clive's got a fucking call.
Yeah. So we're going to go into Man versus AI now and do more of a talk on the predictions, I guess.
Man versus AI. Yeah,
it sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Sounds well good, Clive.
Thanks.
Very
so what's the call. First
on the podcast?
What's the first game
it's
of
West
the weekend?
West Ham.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's always fucking West Ham.
Wolves versus West Ham. So, Bob, give us your thoughts. Other than it's going to be flat.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a hard fought game.
I thought he was going to say flat.
but I'm going to go with 1-0 West Ham. Evan Ferguson's going to start and he's going to get the goal.
Away from home, 1-0.
Yeah. It's not ridiculous, is it?
It's not. It's not.
It's
not
the most ridiculous
it.
Thing I've heard in this podcast, and Luke hasn't watched Monsters Inc.
Then is it who plays on Wednesday? Arsenal play on Tuesday, so we'll crack at that. I think Arsenal for them. I think Arsenal are just going to edge it 2-1.
Edge.
Giggity.
And then you've got who's at home? Chelsea.
How are they a bogey team?
Because they usually beat us like once a season at least.
What? Okay, so you've had 35 games against each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've beaten you 4 times.
Yeah, and they're all recent.
Are they? Let me back this up, Clive. Yeah, there's one. That was last December. No, December 4. And that was it.
Recent.
And then the last time they beat you before that was 2012.
Did they not beat us at home this season? Have we beaten them this year?
You
not
drew.
This year, but this season.
You drew this season, and last season they beat you 2-1.
They beat us, yeah.
Mm.
Bogey team. Chelsea Tottenham, Chelsea at home. You go first, Mitchell.
Chelsea. Well, again, it depends, isn't it?
If you win or not.
If we win or not, that's it. Yeah. If we win and it's an easy game. If everyone's back, 4-3 was the last game. You couldn't have predicted that.
Is that the one where Ange just decided, I don't care about defenders?
Yeah, and the two stupid penalties that they gave away.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think it's going to be a lot tighter. Oh, you dirty bitch. If everyone's back. Oh, 2-1 Chelsea.
And here we go for the ridiculous.
He knows
Tottenham don't beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. He knows that. He knows that going in.
That's also true. But as Mitchell said, who knows?
They've got to change it at some point.
Who knows?
So 5-0 Tottenham?
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Well, they could get a sending off early days and then we just smash them.
2018.
Do you know what? 2018, yeah?
Yeah.
And what month was that?
April.
I'm going to go 2-1 Tottenham.
Oh, God. What date is it? No. Yeah, it was the 1st of April and you beat us 3-1.
There you go.
How about that?
How about that? And the weekend games, I think Arsenal were the first game.
Yeah.
Against Everton, bogey team Everton, didn't they?
Here we go.
We're away. I think I'm going to go confident 2-0 Arsenal.
Oh.
Oof.
David Moyes loves playing against Arsenal.
David Moyes does enjoy an Arsenal game. Then is it West Ham next?
Yes, certainly is.
So West Ham v Bournemouth.
Oh,
what are you saying, Bob?
It's a weird one. I can't actually remember. We beat them in the Carling Cup, and then I think we drew. I'm going to go for a draw, 1-1.
1-1 draw.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And then is it Chelsea or Tottenham next?
Both kick off at the same time.
Right. So Tottenham, Southampton, Luke.
I'll go 3. No, I'll go 2-1 Tottenham.
Just keeping it 2-1s. Edgy 2-1s. That's an interesting noise.
Yeah.
Brentford versus Chelsea.
That's it, isn't it? Bogey team.
Bogey team, isn't they?
But they genuinely are. They've beaten us more than we've beaten them.
That's nice to know that.
Oh.
It's a London derby.
There'll be
well.
Two losses on a bounce as well, Mitch.
Don't do that to me, though. Never. Oh. 1-1.
Eight shredded weight.
What?
1-1.
1-1. And yet you're putting yourselves to beat Tottenham.
Sorry, where Tottenham in the league?
Doing better than Chelsea. Yeah.
You know what, yeah? You watch this. Watch this space.
Watch this space. You watch
Monsters, Inc. I want to hear the fighting talk now, Luke.
Yeah, look, how about this? Yeah, Mitch? Spurs beat Chelsea, I watch Monsters, Inc. There you go.
No, fuck off.
Just watch Monsters, Inc. It's good enough just to watch.
I need an incentive to watch the film. Yeah, Mitchell's a doobie now.
There's no fucking hope then, is there? Like, Tottenham winning.
Well, you never know.
Even if you do beat us, you'll still be on Brentford.
I mean, if you do lose that, Mitch, do you think top four is going to go then?
Go then. You're going to have to ask me that in about 3 weeks. It's so tight, everything. And teams keep underperforming. City keep underperforming. Nobody wants it. Literally, no one wants it.
I mean, Newcastle could take it now.
Where are they? 47.
They've got a game in hand.
Oh, yeah.
The fourth.
Oh, who have they got next? Let's have a look. They have... Oh, they're Brentford. How about that?
Ooh.
Home or away?
They are home. And then they're away to Leicester. So they'll probably win that.
That's the thing. Mark yourselves for 2 seconds.
Brentford have had a weird... Because Brentford were playing really well at home for ages, weren't they? And then at the second half of the season, they seemed to be playing well away. So maybe...
Yeah, but I was just looking. So their last 5 games is a win, win, draw, loss, win. And that's West Ham, Leicester, Everton, Villa, Bournemouth. So they're well within their rights to fucking beat us. Especially because we're underperforming so much this season, especially in the last couple of months. But I don't know what this Chelsea team is going to be like if we get those 3 players back together. Obviously, something works when they're all together, because it's been shit without them. But yeah, I don't know. Oh, it's very fucking tight in that fourth to tenth, maybe fourth to ninth, probably more realistic. It's very tight.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah. Sorry. It sounded like a lovely chat without me. So, right, I've got the AI predictions. Let's go for it. There's going to be some wonderful ones here. Wolverhampton Wanderers versus West Ham. Prediction, a 1-1 draw. Both teams have shown resilience in recent matches, suggesting a closely contested game. That's all we're getting. Arsenal Fulham. What did I predict?
Bogey team.
I think
you went 2-1, didn't you?
I?
Yeah.
It's predicted 2-0 Arsenal win. Arsenal's strong home record and attacking prowess may overpower Fulham's defence. That's it. That's all we're getting on that one. Chelsea versus Tottenham. What do we reckon? What do we reckon it reckons?
I'll probably go with AI going 2-1 Chelsea.
I think AI will do 2-1.
I reckon 3-0 Chelsea.
I'd say
is what AI is saying.
If Luke was as good as predicting his results as he is what AI is going to predict, he could probably be top of the league.
Oh dear.
It's predicted a Chelsea 2-1 win.
Don't forget, Clive. Yeah, it's only because I'm not betting for Tottenham. I'm not predicting Tottenham to lose.
That's right, you're being an idiot. Yeah.
I'm being a Spurs fan.
You really want to wear that Arsenal top.
Again, they're still not been agreed, and
that was signed and sealed, mate.
That's it.
That's it. Chelsea's solid defence and home advantage could give them the edge over Spurs. It's not playing ball that much. Edge again. then the next round of fixtures, Everton versus Arsenal. This is a doozy, this is. Everton 1, Arsenal 0.
Wow.
What?
Everton's recent form at Goodison Park suggests they could secure a narrow victory.
Wow. I could probably see a draw, but I couldn't see them beating you.
They're just trying to give you points.
That's what I mean, Mitchell. I could probably see a draw. I just can't see a win.
Fucking hell.
And Saka's on the bench, isn't he, Clive? You say? Or might be?
There's rumours that he'll be on the bench for the Fulham game, so yeah, he should then be on the bench for the Everton
game. I can't see Everton beating. I said a draw maybe, but not a win.
But they are 20 points in front.
I like to say they're good, better than us.
I might put a bet on that.
Oh, bloody hell, Mitchell.
He's going for it. What was his last bit? Cole Palmer score a hat trick against Arsenal.
But there were stipulations for that. There were stipulations.
That's as good as Luke's predictions in AI.
No, there was something he had to do before it. I think we had another game before.
Get over a cold. That's all he had to do.
No, I think he had to score at least before the Arsenal game. He didn't do it. But where is? I'm going to find the.
He's going to look for odds. Whilst Mitchell's doing that, do we want to crack on or shall we wait in an anticipation?
Can we just appreciate how good Harry Kane is as a striker?
No.
Why are we saying that?
He had a stat come up, obviously, him and his stats. I think he scored against every club in the Bundesliga now.
He's been superb over there.
He's phenomenal striker.
A lot of talk about him coming back.
Yeah, I keep seeing that pop up. But I just
not to Spurs.
Not to mention, I said, watch Arsenal sign him.
No, he won't go to Arsenal.
Oh, I mean, you would have said that about Sol Campbell, and what happened there?
I never said that about Sol Campbell. I would have said that about Ledley King, but I wouldn't have said that Sol Campbell. Judas motherfucker. we won't continue that. I think, mate. That guy, why is he not in there for Ballon d'Or? I never know. And everyone's like, oh, Vinicius Junior. Oh.
If he wins the Champions League, he could well be a shout.
It'd be the whole Lewandowski?
Unless you situation. Do that, I don't see any players getting a chance. Like, because you'd say Mo Salah this season as well. Obviously, they've been in the Champions League early.
You would do, because don't forget, it's because the Premier League is such a massive... I'm not saying the Bundesliga isn't massive, but the Premier League is just... And we're just the loudest. You know, and I think...
Well, it's just that the quality is the best.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in that. There's no argument for it as well. Our league is full of top teams because of the investment.
Like, exactly, yeah.
Spurs not included in that, Luke.
cheers, Mitch.
And they did develop Harry.
Oh.
But he's still got to do it in a big Gareth match Bell. As well, hasn't he? But he's never turned up in a big match, has he?
Modric. I'm just saying, yeah. What do you mean he doesn't turn up? No, okay. But
doesn't score in finals.
Yeah, but you had a striker like that. Like you had a striker like that.
I mean, but he won everything.
Yeah, but still had a striker like that. He's going to win something now, isn't he? Yeah. I can't imagine him not winning the league now, and there's a chance of him winning the Champions League.
Thierry didn't have to go to a bad league to do it, though, did he? So.
Oh, is it a bad league, though? I mean, it's not like Harry Kane didn't prove how good he was in the Premier League. He was just unfortunately playing for Tottenham. You know, we can all see that. You can see that with his scoring record now for club and country.
He scored bags of goals for Tottenham as well. So.
He scored but so many.
Even with England, he gets to the big game and he freezes.
Go get a service, mate. Go get a service.
I mean, they put it on the spot for him against France in the semi-final, was it?
I mean, you're definitely on that one for a while now, haven't you, Clive? I mean,
strikers do miss. You need to call people out for it.
Yeah,
when the pressure's on, he goes. He Cole handles. Palmer.
Nah, he handballs.
You like that?
I did. That was a good throwback. I've lost my track of thought now. That was great.
what are your odds, Mitch?
That's funny.
17/4.
So he stuck a little cheeky fiver on it or a tenner?
Well, I don't think it's worth my money, Clive. £10 gets you £52.50.
Gamble responsibly.
If you put £50 on it, £262 return.
What happens if you put £262 on it?
If you put £262 on this bet, you get £1,375.
Sounds like stop the bet it. For you, Mitch.
I'm not carrying on, Clive. Good God. I mean, trust AI enough, you know.
West Ham versus Bournemouth. West Ham 2, Bournemouth 1.
Bollocks.
West Ham's attacking capabilities might outshine Bournemouth's defence.
Really?
Got your results round the wrong way, Bob.
Brentford versus Chelsea. Prediction: Brentford 1, Chelsea 2.
Oh.
Chelsea's experience and squad depth. Yeah, the billion players that they've got.
Yeah.
Could see them through. And then Tottenham versus Southampton. Tottenham 3, Southampton 0.
I was going to say 3-0. Well, I feel like we're just going to concede.
Spurs' attacking talent may prove too much for struggling Southampton.
It depends on the injuries we pick up against Chelsea, really.
He's already going with the injuries. Like, he's already there again.
No, I'm just.
Start of the season. Myself. Start of the season. No, injuries are no excuse. Now he's future predicting injuries.
I mean, it's there's a statistic going on here, Clive, against Chelsea, the dirty cunts.
Oh, I mean, where's that statistic come from?
I'll find it. Don't worry. I'll have it ready for the next podcast.
Just saying, it's just the statistics doesn't mean it's a fact.
Fucking outrageous. Slander those.
So yeah, some bonkers predictions there from AI as well. I best put them into the spreadsheet actually. lose them. Talk amongst yourselves.
The podcast.
Talk amongst yourselves.
On the podcast.
You're doing very well at talking amongst yourselves, by the way.
Well, I was just letting him just, you know, put no music in for Mike to edit out.
I mean, yeah, we've got Mike for the music, boys. You don't have to.
I should push them like auto-tune in there for Mitchell. Music.
It's just making Mike's life easier.
Yeah.
Mike's
giving
life
him easier.
Auto-tune this motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
We've just lost some listeners.
Oh, well, two of them.
Back to zero, boys. Back to square one.
That's it.
Oh dear.
So we will think about next season then, yeah? Because this season's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're still in the Champions League. Yeah. How many Arsenal?
West Ham's going to have like five strikers back next season.
What do you mean back? I mean, they don't have any striker. Even Antonio's not a proper striker, is he?
Oh, dear.
What do you mean he's not a proper striker?
Well, he's lost a leg.
Oh, yeah.
Would you have said his natural position is a striker?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want him anywhere else. Nah, he's a striker.
Oh, yeah, the Chelsea youth thingy-ma-bobby.
Yep.
It said, I just found one line on it, and it said the senior team didn't include any players on international duty, obviously. So, I mean, how many players do we have on international
insight.
Duty?
Great insight. Yeah,
cheers, Mitchell.
No, but, like, how many players do we have on international duty? 10?
Again, you're the Chelsea fan.
So, it's probably fucking Sanchez who didn't get on international duty because he's shit. Again, it explains why we would have lost. Fucking hell.
I swear you was raving about Sanchez.
No, I've never raved about Sanchez.
Never? I'm sure there was a podcast where you sounded like good Sanchez was.
No. He can make a couple of decent saves, but that's about it. His distribution is god-awful. And his decision-making, goodness me.
God-awful.
Mm.
So, we've got probably about 5-10 more minutes. So, a what if-ery?
What if-ery?
So, Mitchell, I'm hoping you're prepared with a what if-ery. It is your thing, isn't it? Or was it Bob's?
Well, I said the word what if-ery, mm-hmm. But then Bob came up with the idea behind it.
So, it's Bob's idea. Okay, cool. Bob, have you got what if-ery? With Man vs. AI as well, Bob. What a genius move that was.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
What was? I'm sure I said one that, like when we were going to do it. Whoa! Who came up with Man vs. AI? Fuck you! That's my greatest contribution to this fucking podcast.
What is
my Man vs. AI?
It's your greatest Bob's contribution.
Idea. Wow! Yeah. Wow! Ask AI whose contribution.
You might have said Man vs. AI is in. As a name, because we were
said it as the name. AI. But message. I have the fucking message. All right. This shit up.
Those things can be doctored.
You
can't
fucking,
I?
You're outrageous.
I'm sure it's Bob. So,
yeah.
Can't tell if you're joking or not, but I'm not having that.
Why'd we be joking when it was my fucking idea?
You're right. Get out. You need to leave.
But, Bob, so your second best idea, what if free?
Yeah, I don't have one.
Why let us down, Bob?
I think I had one when we were first discussing it. I can't remember what the first one was.
Another one of my ideas.
Wow. This guy. I think it was something along the lines, because we know Spurs are so shit. Some people call them cursed, right? They're just shit. And Luke, you actually mentioned it a second ago. Oh, well, if we had fucking Russian oil money. So that's the what if-ery, right? What if old...
great impression.
Abramovich
bought
What if he bought Tottenham, yeah. Because I can tell you what would have happened to Chelsea. We would have got relegated. Yeah. We'd be Leeds.
Leeds,
but what would have happened to Spurs?
Yeah.
What if we got...
If you got Abramovich, would you have gone down the road that Chelsea went down? Premier League titles, Champion League titles, Europa League titles.
I mean, didn't it work for Man City when they got their money? Didn't it work for
Chelsea? Didn't work for everyone.
They got their money. I know Newcastle got some money in, but they seem to be doing all right for themselves at the moment.
I mean, they won a trophy. So.
They won a Carabao Cup.
So, yeah. I mean, like, there is some evidence to the contrary of getting these billionaire or money, whatever money it is they get from Saudis.
Didn't Blackburn get a big old cash injection and then they flopped?
Yeah. They won the league.
They did win the league, yeah.
Was that before or after?
That was after the money.
Yeah. Bastards.
That's how they managed to get Shearer, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah, and Colin Henry.
Yeah.
So I think so, Mitch. I think, I mean, might not have been a Premier League, but I think we would have won something and it might have pushed it on a bit further with getting other players in. Maybe. You know, it is what it is. Like, if we get something, that's still something we haven't had in, what's it, 2008? So, I mean, yeah.
You think you would have had more of a chance of winning the Champions League than the Premier League?
Yes, because we did get to the Champions League final, even without the money. So I think, yes, I think there would have been more of a chance. And I think players, as you've seen it for like Man City, you've seen it for Chelsea, players, well, they follow the money, don't they? Let's be honest here. Man City was nothing before the money. They were an okay club that stayed in the Premier League and whatnot, but they weren't great. And then they get the money and they get players like Aguero company. I mean, it says it there, doesn't it? So you're paying players 300,000
a week.
You're
saying players like Aguero and company, were they players before they went to Man City? Did you know of them before they were
Aguero
joined?
Clive. How many times we play Football Manager? You know? A company, not so much. But definitely Aguero. But I get what you're saying. But these are the players that you can go and, you know, you have your scouts and headhunt and offer them that ridiculous amounts of money to come to your club. I mean, I swear, they were like Neymar.
Like Chelsea, Tottenham would have done the dirty and got players in through dodgy deals and whatnot if he was owned by...
I think... Yeah, it just depends on who else is in Spurs at the time of that money coming in.
And it wouldn't matter because like Abramovich went and replaced everyone anyway.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm.
It'd be Abramovich's team.
Yeah, I mean, there's talk recently of someone buying Spurs. I can't remember who it was, but
Coco the Clown.
Like, I think you'll be purchased once the stadium's paid off, because then you would be a massive like I said twice there, fuck me, Clive. You will be a very good investment at that point.
Yeah.
But does whoever buy you want to take on that debt at the moment?
Oh, depends who buys it, really. How much money they've got.
Who's the super rich Tottenham fans at the moment?
A super rich Tottenham fan? I don't think Adele's at that level.
What's Lord Alan Sugar?
Yeah, but he was already part of Tottenham.
He sold to John Lewis.
Yeah.
Hey, take it back. Even he knew it was a fucking sinking ship.
Fired himself.
Good God. He knows it's a bad investment when he sees one.
Did you see the picture of Levy with Poch, Luke?
Yeah, I've seen it, but they're friends.
Yeah, all right.
Ooh, friends.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back at some point, just because, you know, the fans love him. Levy obviously's friends with him. He left on okay terms.
USA lost to Panama, so his job's probably not so secure.
Yeah. I don't know what would happen, really. I don't know what manager can come in and help Tottenham unless it is a case of like all the fans want, it's like, oh, you'll leave you out and, you know, get money coming in. And I don't know. Tottenham has struggled. But yes, Mitchell, back to what you were saying, we would have won something. With that money and got in.
I think you'd have been cursed, Sue. And I think Abramovich would have jumped ship.
No, I think the money would get rid of that curse. No, I think the money would get rid of that curse.
I hate to agree with Luke, but I agree with Luke.
Yeah. I think we've got the lowest wage bill in the Premier League. I think we're the most profitable club in the Premier League. And And
that's why you're 15th.
And that's why I'm 15th. No, agree. I 100% agree with you. You made shots fired, Clive. You made a sound on that. Great. Mike, you can put something in on that one. But I agree with you. Levy's running it as a business. He's happy to have year-on-year profit for the club. And they're in a great position.
Because Levy's not the owner. Like, this is what people
need to remember.
So he's been instructed to run it like that.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job for the guy who pays his wage.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So, like, why? That's why he won't be replaced. Why would he? Like, the way that your club is ran is very well, other than on the pitch.
Yeah.
But then again, you did appoint a clown of a manager. So, what do people expect?
I won't go that far. I mean, if he wins this the Europa League this season.
Maybe you will, but United will beat you 1-0 in the final.
Yeah, don't.
The curse will kick in.
It would just be our luck. We've beat them all season. 3 times we beat them this season, and for the 4th time, it'll be we lose.
I was desperate, like, and I will say, like, if I had to support a Scottish team, Rangers would be my team. But I was desperate for Fenerbahce to go through so that Mourinho could play you in the final and beat you. That would have made me so happy. And I don't like Mourinho. I really don't.
But you want to see the...
I just want to see Mourinho beat you in a final.
Yeah.
And
we'll
be
good in the crowd.
Wait, what if that?
That's a good what if freak.
Oh.
Who have you got in the next round? It's a pretty hard team, right? Is it Feyenoord or some Dutch team?
It's...
Are you in the Sun Dutch?
I thought it was FC Frankfurt, wasn't it?
Frankfurt, I think, yeah. I think
German
Frankfurt.
Dutch.
Huh. Same made different gravy.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, Clive. Yeah.
It's been a tough game.
Yes, yeah, so it's definitely the toughest game you've had in a competition yet, right?
Yep. Hoffenheim might have been a bit of a tough one, but I think, yeah, the overall, it's going to be them in this group.
And who have Chelsea got in the trophy that nobody cares about?
Fuck it now, Clive.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to say their name. Don't worry.
Oh, it's the 10th of April as well. I can say their name.
Go on then.
I'm not going to. Legia Warszawa. Where even are they from?
Don't ever do that again, Mitchell.
Commonly referred to as Legia Warsaw. That makes it easier.
It's a Poland. They're
Polish. Mm. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. And who have West Ham? Oh. Right, on that one. We called it a wrap.
Fucking prick, yeah.
Good episode, boys.
Boys.
Any last words, Luke?
Everyone, have a good night.
Thank you.
This is Luke signing off from 94.5 FM radio.
Any last words, Mitch? Don't eat bad Brussels sprouts.
No, everyone, have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Bob?
Everyone, have a good night.